In this bulletin, Australia's chief medical officer urges state and territory leaders to mandate masks as National Cabinet prepares to meet on Wednesday. The WHO urges people to consider delaying or cancelling Christmas events due to the emergence of the Omicron variant of COVID-19. And in sport, Rafael Nadal has got COVID-19. With the latest SBS News, I'm Alan Lee. New South Wales has hit another record, reporting 3,057 new cases of COVID-19 in the state within the last 24 hours and a further two deaths. There are currently 284 COVID-19 patients in hospital, 39 of whom are in ICU. Meanwhile, Victoria has recorded another 1,245 new COVID-19 cases and six deaths as testing sites continue to be inundated in the lead up to Christmas. A total of 392 virus patients are in hospital, including 73 in intensive care with 43 on ventilators. National Cabinet will gather virtually for an emergency meeting tomorrow, with the subjects of mask mandates and booster shot timelines expected to be at the top of the agenda. The Director General of the World Health Organization is urging people to consider delaying or cancelling Christmas events due to the emergence of the Omicron variant of COVID-19. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says there is now consistent evidence that Omicron is spreading faster than the Delta variant. He told a news conference in Geneva that an event cancelled is better than a life cancelled. And in order to end the pandemic, 70% of the population of every country needs to be vaccinated by the middle of next year.
All of us are sick of this pandemic. All of us want to spend time with friends and family. All of us want to get back to normal. The fastest way to do this is for all of us, leaders and individuals, to make the difficult decisions that must be made to protect ourselves and others. In some cases, that will mean cancelling or delaying events.
The Queen has decided not to spend Christmas at the Royal Sandringham Estate in eastern England amid concerns about the fast-spreading Omicron variant. The palace says that the 95-year-old monarch will spend the holidays at Windsor Castle, west of London, where she stayed for most of the pandemic. The announcement comes as the UK experiences a 60% rise in COVID-19 infections in the last week, with Omicron replacing Delta as the dominant variant. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson says more new restrictions may have to be introduced to slow its spread.
We agreed that we should keep the data from now on under constant review, keep following it hour by hour. And unfortunately, I must say to people, we will have to reserve the possibility of taking further action to protect the public and to protect public health, to protect our NHS. And we won't hesitate to take that action.
Submissions for a parliamentary committee on human rights will hold its first hearing today, as the federal government says it remains committed to legislating protections for Australians with religious beliefs. Faith groups, LGBTQI plus advocates and legal experts will all front the contentious inquiry into proposed religious discrimination laws. Critics of the religious discrimination bill say that it could be used as a smokescreen for harassment, homophobia and sexism. Green Senator Janet Rice, who sits on the committee, has condemned the bill as a Trojan horse for hate and says anti-discrimination laws need to protect everyone equally. At least 375 people have died following the strongest tropical cyclone to batter the Philippines this year. More than 50 people are still missing as a result of Typhoon Rai, with many suffering from the effects of power outages and a lack of food and water. It's possible the death toll could still increase as a number of towns and villages are dealing with downed communications. A cleanup is currently underway. 20-year-old man from regional South Australia has died in hospital after contracting meningococcal disease. South Australia Health says 11 people who had contact with the man have been given precautionary antibiotics. There have been 12 cases of meningococcal disease in South Australia so far this year, compared to 5 at the same time last year and 27 in 2019. A cargo ship illegally carrying 130 passengers has sunk off Madagascar's northeastern coast, killing at least 17 people and leaving 68 missing. The ship, Francia, was registered as a cargo ship and as such is not authorised to carry passengers. A hole in the ship's hull is believed to have caused it to sink. And in sports, Spanish professional tennis player Rafael Nadal is confirmed via Twitter that he has tested positive for the coronavirus after playing in an exhibition tournament in Abu Dhabi. The positive result came from a PCR test he took after he arrived in Spain. He says he's in isolation at home, hoping for gradual improvements, and that everyone he has been in contact with has been informed of his result. And a quick look at today's weather. In Perth, sunny, a high of 30, 27 in Adelaide and mostly sunny. 26 in Melbourne, similar conditions, 20 in Hobart and cloudy. Sunny in Canberra, 29 the high, partly cloudy in Wollongong and 27. Also partly cloudy in Sydney, a high of 29, and the same in Newcastle with a high of 31. Partly cloudy in Brisbane, 32 the high, mostly sunny in Cairns and 34. And in Darwin, showers and a possible storm with a high of 33. And that's the latest SBS News and Sport. I'm Alan Lane.